This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you're curious about what's going on in the world, this is a good place for you to be. DJ V, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer off for a while, but Victoria Keelan is back, and Kara Schillen, constant sidekick that she is in her spot in the main control studio in Washington at our originating network, Radio America. Victoria is working on the trending story at the moment.
Well, the post office is trending, and that's not something we normally say. But the reason is they are asking for the biggest price jump on stamps in the post office history. So they're under pressure from the Trump administration to address a revenue shortfall, which, hello, that's been going on for a million years. And so they have proposed raising the price of one-ounce letters from 50 cents to 55 cents, which would be a record nominal increase if it gets approved. So 55 cents will be the price of a regular stamp if this goes through. They say that...
Time to buy their forever stamps. Go buy a bunch of forever stamps.
Does that work if you buy them now at the
price? I've been buying forever stamps. Every time before they go up, I go buy, like the last time I bought 400, I think, buy hundreds of them. And
I guess they have to honor them, right?
They do. That's why they call them forever stamps. You buy them at the current rate, and you use them for as long as you have the stamps. That works
well,
that way.
The Postal Service says that they believe the new rates will help keep them competitive and while adding some revenue. Now, of course, the revenue is way down for the U.S. Postal Service. Revenue from first-class mail declined from $28 billion in 2015 to $25 billion in 2017.
All right. Let me give you an example. Okay, the Post Office we've gone through this with the Post Office for decades. Their service sucks. It doesn't get any better. They tell you that it's gotten better. Best example I can come up with is when did I send? Well, did I have the right address or the wrong address on the thing I sent to you, Kara? Maybe that's not a good example of
this. I can give you an example. My friend had the right address and sent me his wedding invitation two times, and he lived six blocks away from me. So that happened.
I got a check from a guy I sell hay to on the farm. And he sent it on Thursday, I think it was like September 13th. I got it last week. And this was a place that's about 40 miles from here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So it's that kind of stuff that it sticks in your craw. You go in, the people in the Santa Monica is always the best example I can come up with. It's like going into the bar at the Star Wars. And the people, none of them speak English. They're from every country you can possibly imagine. And they get surly when you are asking for stuff. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's become a dumping ground for people who can't get a job anywhere else. It's just, it's ridiculous. And they get protected and, but I still use them because I find it in my comfort zone to use them. I don't like sending wire transfers. I don't like doing things online. I don't trust it to be secure. So I send checks. And sometimes it takes a while for them. Yeah, that's basically what I use it for. I don't send letters to people. If I'm going to send a letter to someone, I just send it on an email. Paying my bills, I prefer to do it with a check in the mail.
But which is so funny because I know that it's a generational thing, but I'm terrified of the post office.
Really?
I don't know how anything works. Anytime I have to go to the post office, it's like... I I'm not being an ageist, but I just find a senior citizen and ask them how it works, and they always know the answer. So I have no idea.
And then they'll ask you how to use their iPhone. Perfect exchange.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
It's true. Like, I say the post office is the last place that senior citizens can really feel like they have some serious value, because they're the only ones who know how it works. No one else knows how the post office works except for senior citizens.
Yeah. All right. So you'll look forward to that.
They should hire senior citizens to work there.
Yeah, they should.
Because they're helpful, and they know how everything works, so then why don't you just hire a bunch of seniors?
Yep. Well, let's see whether how much money the taxpayer kicked in $6 billion, I think, last year to make the post office work, right? The net deficit.
I don't know, something. I'm sure there's something like that.
Is like $58 billion. In the last however many years. It's just a ridiculously stupid.
The only good news, they've actually made about $4 billion more over the course of 2 years because package revenues have gone up. And that's because people are ordering with Amazon and ordering things online more.
And plus the fact that if you want to go to FedEx, I just sent a FedEx to somebody, it's $23 for a letter overnight. Okay, so that's overnight. But if you do the two-day thing, it still is in the teens, so it's very expensive to use UPS or FedEx, and that's one of the reasons that these people at the post office have a chance of sort of staying in business if they could just trim their expenses and learn how to deal with people and hire some people that actually have a clue, then, you know, maybe you have something. Other business and money news, Walgreens and Birchbox. You ladies are going to have to clue me in on this, talk about ageism or whatever it is. I didn't know what Birchbox was. I think I asked you that, Carrie, yesterday, right? Or did I talk? I forget what it was, but this is Birchbox is some kind of a beauty product line.
Subscription service. So you've talked about Stitch Fix before and how that's you can get clothes sent to you and then you can decide what you like and whichever ones you don't like, you send them back. Birchbox is the exact same thing, but for makeup and skincare and stuff. So you fill out this thing, say what kind of things you like, and then they send you different, you know, samples of shampoo or mascara or all those different things.
Mm-hmm. So this is good for them or good for Walgreens, good for both of them, obviously, or they wouldn't have been able to put this thing together, this deal together.
It's good for Walgreens. It's great for Walgreens, and it's really good for people who maybe don't want to sign up for a subscription service, but then you can't get access to those brands.
Do both of you or either of you use Birchbox products?
Well, Kara has, but I haven't.
Yeah, I used it for about a year. It's $10 a month, and it kind of, sometimes it's great. Sometimes you'll get products in there that you really like, and then other times, you know, you'll go a month and you'll get something that you don't like at all. So right. I used it for a year and then I decided it wasn't
worth it
anymore. Some things are, they're not something you could find in a convenience store, but some of them are more normal brands than other ones are really expensive. So I've gotten things that I really liked before that I'd never buy on my own because it's a perfume that's like $90. I'm never going to pay that much for it, but you can get a sample of something that you like and it's $10 a month.
They're boutique brands, and so they're really, unless you're in a service like Birchbox, or if you're in a major city that has specialty stores, it's stuff that's not easy to find. So that's why the fact that they're going to be in Walgreens stores, that's a pretty big deal.
It doesn't water down the value of the brand. Like, I'm thinking Gucci perfumes. You would not ever see them in a Walgreens, would you? Didn't that water down the value of their
brand? But these are boutique brands that most people haven't heard of. These are not household name brands, so this is actually great for brand recognition for, you know, and exposure. So I think this is going to work for Walgreens, it works for Birchbox, and it definitely works for the consumer. So I think all around it's going to be a good thing.
Okay, other business news. You have enlightened us as to a new chatbot called Do Not Pay, which I find fascinating. Mm-hmm. Never knew it existed before, but now, because we all have examples of people that charge us money and don't do what they say they're going to do.
Yep.
So here's, if I understand it correctly, Victoria, from your explanation earlier, this is a way going online to, what is it, donotpay.com?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Do.pay.com.
Yep.
You press a button.
Well, now they have an app. So if you have an iPhone, you can use the iOS app, which makes it even easier. It's a more streamlined experience. But essentially, what it does, it gives you free legal advice in all 50 states on a variety of issues. So this started, the guy who founded Do Not Pay had a slew of parking tickets when he was 18
or 19
years
Browder,
old.
Is that his name?
Yep, and so he founded Do Not Pay to basically fix his parking tickets, and then it turned into so much more. And the interesting thing about it is, most of the time, people don't do anything about injustice because they don't know what their legal recourse is.
Uh-uh.
And so Do Not Pay, the chatbot, will actually tell you, if you go on there and say, I got bumped from my flight on Delta, and they only offered me a cup of coffee. So you can go on there and tell the chatbot that, and it will say, this is legally what you're entitled to, and then it will generate all the paperwork for you, and then you just have to go print it out and take it to court and file it, which, you know, is usually a nominal fee.
Doesn't automatically go to court. So how is it different than LegalZoom?
I have never used LegalZoom, so I'm not really sure.
Not missing much.
LegalZoom, yeah. You do have to pay for. Do not pay. You actually is a free service, uh-huh. So you don't have to pay. And if you end up suing, let's say, the airline, if we stick with that, if you sue the airline and you win, you get to keep 100% of all of the money that's awarded to you.
So how do they make money?
Well, right now, they're not making money. Right now, it's basically ad-based and things like that. But as this gets bigger, they're saying that they may start in the future to take some a percentage of whatever someone wins.
Right.
But for right now, it's been free for a while. I don't think that that's going to change anytime soon. So
Time
if you have
Magazine.
A bunch of people you need to sue, then get in there and start using it.
Time Magazine says, "Do not pay is the hero the world needs."
Well, that's
Let's
an
see
endorsement.
Here. A real life Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Love the concept with some updates and tweaks here and there. I can see this gaining a strong user base, somebody else writes. There's a lot of it. So, there's 100 million people that are signed on to the app, apparently. This is good. This is I would endorse that. I'd like to use this. As we all have, as you said, Victoria, we all have people who have screwed us in one way or another, businesses, and
yeah.
I don't feel like I have any recourse.
Mm-hmm.
And this is this
and most
is
of it is just people just don't know the law, and that's not anyone's fault. There are so many, unless you have a law degree and you read up on this stuff constantly, like a doctor has to read medical journals, you know, there's no way you'd be able to keep up on all that. And so to have this system is great.
Pay. It's 18 after the hour here in the DJV program.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples printing event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Do you ever wonder what you'd do if you couldn't just switch on the heat when it got cold, or start your car each morning, or afford toilet paper? Well, for plenty of hardworking folks right here in our community, these are everyday realities. But when you give to the Salvation Army, you help your neighbors in need win the battle to thrive. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit salvationarmy.listenandgive.org to make a donation. That's salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated MPG. Actual results may vary based on Wards Middle Specialty Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Help Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is not an age thing. I hope that people of all ages recognize the voice of Ray Charles. There's a new Charles tribute special planned. Actually, it goes back to his beginnings. He grew up blind in Florida, listening to country music, country and western music, Grand Ole Opry broadcast, that sort of thing. The music of his childhood stayed close to his heart for the rest of his career, and it was his landmark two-volume set, Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music, that changed country in the 60s. Ray Charles has been gone since 2004, but he's the subject of a new public television special, which will air next February during a special taping Monday at the Grand Ole Opry. A really diverse group of singers, Darius Rucker, Ronnie Millsap, Charlie Wilson, Boys to Men, Leanne Rimes, honored Ray Charles. The tribute from the Country Music Institution, in partnership with the Ray Charles Foundation, president of that is Valerie Irvin, said getting the recognition from the Opry was a priority for her. She said, quote, "The Opry meant everything to Ray. He loved country music, so to have it here just seals it for me. It felt like he felt back in 1962 when he really wanted to be a part of the country world. There was no better place to do it than the Grand Ole Opry." Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music spent 14 weeks on the top of the Billboard album chart. I Can't Stop Loving You spent 5 weeks at number one on the pop charts, 16 weeks at number one on the R&B charts, and won the Grammy in 1962 for the best R&B recording. This song haunts me. When I hear this song, I Can't Stop Loving You, I remember as a disc jockey in the 60s playing this song, but there's something about it and him that just so stays with you. First volume of Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music sold more than 1 million copies. Second volume then came out a little bit after that. Country publishing suddenly became a high demand. Other people trying to replicate his success. They didn't do it. This TV special for next February includes performances of the Ray Charles and Willie Nelson duet Seven Spanish Angels, performed by Lucas Nelson. Travis Tritt performs I'm Moving On, and Chris Young tackles I Can't Stop Loving You. Boys to Men had the task of taking on Georgia On My Mind, arguably one of his best recordings. It sure is.
I feel like that's the song you want to stay away from, but I guess if you're Boys to Men, you know, they harmonize really well.
Why the question comes up as to why he's not in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
wonder,
that is the question.
That. Yeah. Yep. So something to look forward to if you're a Ray Charles fan. Moving on musically, music in our minds and on the focus here in the DJV program, every hour of the program, Josh Groban has released some new recordings of Symphony and a cover of Bridge Over Troubled Water at the Spotify Studios in New York. Symphony, which explores heartbreak and love, released last month on Bridges, Groban's eighth studio album, on which he co-wrote 9 of the 12 tracks. Bridges also included a cover of Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water, which Groban recorded a new version for Spotify. Simon and Garfunkel released this song in 1970. This is one of those songs.
His voice is incredible. Josh Groban. Oh, I love his voice.
Well, it replicates sort of the feeling. Crack it up, Kara, there for a second. It replicates the feelings from Simon and Garfunkel, frankly. So, good. All right, well, congratulations. Good luck to him with the new singles on Spotify. Good luck to Josh Groban from the DJV show at 50. Wait a minute, let's make it 28 past the hour.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, is the sudden, unexplained death of a baby younger than one. During SIDS Awareness Month, the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, NICHD, Safe to Sleep campaign wants everyone to know how to help babies sleep safely. Dr. Marion Kosum-Thomas of the NICHD.
To reduce the risk of SIDS, always place your baby on his or her back to sleep. Use a firm and flat sleep surface, such as a mattress, in a safety-approved crib covered by a fitted sheet with no other bedding or soft items in the sleep area. Do not put soft objects, toys, crib bumpers, or loose bedding anywhere in the baby's sleep area. The American Academy of Pediatrics also recommends that parents share their room with the baby, keeping him or her close to their bed, but on a separate surface designed for infants, ideally for the first year, but preferably for at least the first 6 months.
For more information, go to safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It's a correction that I think is caused by the Federal Reserve with interest rates.
President Trump blames the Fed for plummeting stocks on Wall Street.
We have interest rates going up at a clip that's much faster than certainly a lot of people, including myself, would have anticipated.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 546 points, the NASDAQ losing 93, and the S&P 500 losing 57. President Trump welcomes football legend Jim Brown and Kanye West to the White House, West wearing a red Make America Great Again hat.
There was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero.
The cleanup continues after Hurricane Michael. At least 5 people killed, and the number may rise as first responders go door to door in the hardest hit areas of Panama City and Mexico Beach, Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Let's get back at it here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer out at the moment, out and about, as it were. So let's get to some of the things going on, not only around our country, around the world. Canada. Oh, Canada. Changing their national anthem. It's no longer going to be, oh, Canada. It's going to be, oh, cannabis. Canada, pretty good, huh? You like that, Victoria?
Yeah, how long have you been working on that one?
Oh, cannabis. Canada getting ready to legalize marijuana, the wacky weed, as it used to be called, recreational marijuana. So what's legal in Canada now, do you know?
Medical?
Is it just medical,
Yeah, medical's legal.
Yeah. And there is a stock of a Canadian marijuana company that went public in June. At, I think it was $17 a share. Since then, its value has gone up 700%.
Wow.
So if you put $1,000 into it in June, it's now worth $700,000. So that gets you, I suppose, into the focus of what is all that's going on in the marijuana business. On October 17th, it's going to be legal for adults in Canada to possess, to buy, to use, and to grow cannabis. Each province and territory allowed to set its own rules around marijuana, so the minimum age to buy it, types of marijuana available. I don't know what type. What does it mean, type? Type.
Different strains, I guess.
What does that mean?
Well, there's all different.
Here we are.
There's all different types of strains, so it's like there's a million different varieties of the cannabis plant. I guess that's the best way I can put it. So it can mean that, and it probably also means what form is it coming in? Is it in a liquid for a vape, or is it in edible, or is it in, you know, regular rolled up weed? Like what? I guess that's what they mean, that each province can dictate what the limits are of each quantity and things like that.
Now with hemp, right? Hemp and marijuana, not the same thing. People think that it is, but it's not.
Well, hemp oil, you have to vape in oil. So, you can, a lot
very
of people
medicinal.
Who, yes, and a lot of people, again, that doesn't have the THC in it. That's the active ingredient that gets you high. So if you're vaping hemp oil, that would be equivalent to, like, taking drops of hemp oil and things like that.
I ordered four different things of hemp yesterday. Oil, things that you can use.
It's great for inflammation. If you have inflammation in the body or joint problems, hemp oil is really good for that.
So the Canadians are concerned about people driving while they are high.
That's a big problem in Colorado.
Yeah, that's a big
problem.
It really
is.
Yeah, right.
I have friends in Colorado, and they say it's like, you know, it's becoming a really big problem.
In the fact that people are crashing cars, they're having accidents with others, the same as drunk driving, is that what the problem is?
Yeah, friends of mine in Denver said that because Denver is expanding so quickly anyway, but then when you add in all the weed, it's accidents, it's a lot of people are stoned, there's a lot of robberies happening, like, it's kind of a mess, you know, and we knew that this was going to happen. When pot got legalized in Colorado, everybody knew there were going to be some consequences to it, but I don't think anyone really fully thought it out.
When you say robberies, what kind of robberies? You're talking about the stores that sell pot getting robbed? Is that what you're saying?
No, people are having their homes robbed because everybody's stoned and they don't know, and so thieves are robbing stuff. It's kind of nuts. Like, my friends left Denver. They moved out of the city. They said it was just getting to be too much.
Really?
Yeah.
The police are being given special training, tools, technology to detect and deter people who are driving while high.
Well, that's the thing. There needs to be some sort of a breathalyzer device that can, just like with alcohol.
So they have them
now. I don't know if it exists or not, does it?
Well, there's a roadside screening device for testing for THC, which is the ingredient that makes you high in marijuana. The government is spending $62 million to help police prepare, training more officers to recognize drivers who have used drugs. How do you not recognize? Sir, may I see your driver?
Well, yeah, but you don't smell it if they're vaping.
There is no
smell, no.
Oh.
So that's another. And if you're eating it, if you're edibles, there's no way to know. So
pass the brownies. Let's have a little vanilla ice cream in those brownies.
Right. Right. So it's not that easy to tell, but it's dangerous because driving, if you're high and you're driving, it's the same thing as driving drunk. It's just as treacherous. Mm. Although, if you're high, most people, the joke about stoners driving is that you can always tell a stoner because they're kind of hanging off the shoulder doing 10 miles per hour in a 60.
Yeah.
You know, because they think they're going a lot faster than they are. So it's usually easy to spot them, but.
So, if you go to Canada, ladies and gentlemen, and you want to enjoy the marijuana, that's fine. But if you bring it back across the country, across the government, the border into our country, they're the Border Patrol, seemingly having nothing else to do, looking for illegals, now is going to be looking for people who are carrying cannabis back into America. Ooh.
Well, you know, Melissa Etheridge, remember, I guess it was about maybe 6 months ago, she was on her tour bus coming back into the States, and she got held up at the border. And even though she had a medical marijuana card from California or Colorado, one of the states where it's legal, she still got arrested and booked because she was bringing it across the border. Yeah. So it's like, we talked last week about how now on leaving out of LAX, you can actually have marijuana in your carry-on, but you have to be careful of where you land, because if you land in a place, that's the thing. And we're going to start seeing so many people who are getting stuck. They're going to land in a state that it's not legal, and they're stuck.
Legalize
there.
It nationally and be done with it, for God's sake.
I know, right?
It's ridiculous. All right, let's keep moving here. In the United Kingdom, they have appointed a suicide prevention minister. How sad is that, the problem of mental health issues has gotten so severe that they've taken action? Suicide prevention minister. Prime Minister May appointing Health Minister Jackie Doyle Price to lead the government's initiatives on mental health, suicide prevention, that sort of thing. In that position, Doyle Price is going to work with experts, organizations, medical professionals, those affected by the issue, to reduce suicide rates, address the stigma that prevents people from seeking help. You can duplicate that here, man. It's the same problem in America. Same exact problem. The move was announced on World Mental Health Day. Officials gathering in London for the first global mental health summit. Last year, 5,800 people killed themselves in the UK. But there's a different... it's not a surprise when I talk about my knowledge of England, my closeness to the country, having been there over 100 times in my life. We had very, very close friends, wonderful people. There were Eric and Maggie Keddy, the name of the couple. Excuse me, and I get tearful when I think about them because they both committed suicide. But they committed suicide. It is a cultural thing. They didn't commit suicide because they were upset about anything. They both got sick, and they didn't want to go through the long, prolonged illness that they were going to have to suffer through. So they just took sleeping pills and went to sleep. And that's become much more acceptable in England than it is here. There's a difference between that kind of suicide, which is very prevalent in England, and the suicide that comes from people being depressed and being not able to cope with their daily lives. There's a whole different kettle of fish there. So the two are not blended together. Although I think statistically, I'm not sure about that number, 5,800 suicides. I am sure there are many more than that are done voluntarily or as some self-satisfaction, much as anything else. But suicide, big problem in our country. Suicide among the homeless, suicide among former soldiers, suicide amongst police officers, the whole category.
Well, then you look at the teen suicide rates.
Yeah. This country has got their head up their butt. Our head up our butt.
But it's not just us, it's global. The World Health Organization says that suicide is the second leading cause of death among young people globally. Yeah. So that's terrible. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right. I wish we did have some sort of equivalent position to the health minister. I wish
need
we had
to deal
someone
with it, man.
Who's just in charge
it.
Of that. Yeah.
44 after the hour on the DJV program.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0707. Enjoy!
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
With so many of us relying on our home Wi-Fi for work, communication, and entertainment, it's important that your home network is the best it can be. And that's why we asked expert Lucas Peterson from Linksys for tips on how to make your home Wi-Fi better.
Whenever it's possible, you want to find a place in the home that's really centralized so that you get the most out of the Wi-Fi signal. A lot of what we run into is people will put this right at the edge of the home, right at the corner, wherever a cable or a DSL line comes in. And really, in those situations, half your wireless signal is just shooting out into the street. So we always recommend, whenever possible, get it close to the middle. Get it up high. If it's on ground level, that's okay, but you want to have it at least on a desk or on a bookshelf so it can really get the wireless signal out there.
Check out Linksys.com for your home Wi-Fi solutions.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here we are. My heavens. Good Lord. Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
I'm looking at some people in the news. Arnold Schwarzenegger says he crossed the line. I stepped over the line several times. What line do you think he's talking about, girls?
I don't know. Maybe the one where he had a baby with his nanny or something.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Is that the line he's talking about?
Yes. I can remember.
I would say it's a little something else. It's a little something beyond stepping over the line.
Right.
Probably if you asked Maria Shriver.
His wife, yeah.
Well, I'm thinking of my dear, dear friend Joy Brown, who is a great radio host, died a couple of years ago. And her experience, she and I were having dinner one night in Boston. And somehow we got around to talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger. She had started her career working in Boston. And so Schwarzenegger came into her studio and into the radio station to promote a movie. And he left something in the studio, and she called him and said, "What do you want me to do with this?" He said, "Well, just bring it over to the hotel." So she brought it to the hotel, and he had her come up to his room, and he opened the door, and he had nothing on except a towel. And he invited her in, and she decided not to take advantage of that, but he was very persuasive. He was very eager to get her into the room. I think about that, and then whenever I see anything about him, but how many other men are like that, and it's not something that you can, there's no parallel with women, I think, for the most part, in any of these things. Boy, does he look different. He's letting his hair go gray. He's got a goatee and a sort of a...
I think that's for a role, isn't it?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
All right, 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer, as I said, Gonzo, but she doesn't do the Tech Talk anyway. We're concerned about the health and well-being of Victoria Keelan, who's here to bring us up to date on the latest from Waze, which is a... In my opinion, the most fabulous app available. Mm-hmm. I find myself using Waze more than anything else by far that I have on my iPhone.
Yeah, it's true. I agree. That gets the most use on my iPhone as well. I don't know anybody in my circle of friends now who doesn't use Waze. Google traffic has no comparison, I think, to Waze. And if you're not familiar with Waze, it's a traffic app. It's W-A-Z-E, Waze is how you spell it. You can download it for Android, for iPhones, things like that. And so, they have 100 million active monthly users now worldwide. Waze is literally everywhere around the world. And now they've rolled out a brand new app called Waze Carpool. And this is a dedicated app that lets drivers offer rides to people who are traveling on a similar route. So the way that this new Waze Carpool app works, it has the best matches for you, which are people who are closest to your preferred route, or it can even be a coworker that works the same shift as you. And that appears at the top of your list, and then you can select all the people you want to ride with, and one of them will be the driver, and so you basically form your own carpool using Waze, and it's all along the same route, so people get picked up and dropped off and things like that. Now, unlike Uber and Lyft, who have also, they have their own version of ride sharing, this is different. This is, you really do control your own carpool here, and there is a fee for essentially it's 54 cents per mile is what riders are charged. Now, that seems like a weird amount. However, it's not that weird. It's actually the current IRS reimbursement rate for business travel by car. So you're not paying more than what you could actually write off. And so drivers and riders are limited to two rides per day. And to attract drivers and riders to the new Waze carpool, they've got some cool incentives. All riders will get $2 rides for 21 days, so it will only cost you $2 to take your whole commute. Drivers get $20 cash for each referral to a new customer. Riders get $20 credit for each referral to a new rider, and you can get a max of 10 referrals per person, so that's not too bad. And users can filter out passengers based on employer or gender, depending on how you want to tailor your experience. If you only want to ride with people of your own gender, you can do that. If you only want to ride with coworkers so you're not making any other stops, you can do that as well. And so Waze Carpool is actually going to be partnering with people like Amazon. So now they're focusing on the Amazon fulfillment centers so that Amazon workers can use Waze Carpool and they can ride home together if they live near each other. So this is, they've already seen a 50% spike in growth just since September. So this is definitely something that a lot of people are into, and we'll probably be hearing a lot more about this. And it's a really convenient way to get to work and to save a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. There you go. It just is fabulous. It's fun to use, too. I find it a lot of fun. A new naming scheme for the latest versions of Wi-Fi, aiming to make it easier for consumers to understand the technology. Let's listen to that story.
The Geek Out. We are finally getting a reasonable naming convention for Wi-Fi. For years, we've all been confused by the nomenclature of 802.11. There was A, B, N, A, C, a whole host of them. But now the Wi-Fi Alliance has made the smart decision to simplify all of this. From here on out, our current versions of Wi-Fi will be Wi-Fi 4 and Wi-Fi 5. And the upcoming super fast version will be called simply Wi-Fi 6. See how easy that was? Now, this is important for consumers to understand because they need to know which devices they have and work with what standards, because most new devices are backwards compatible, but older existing devices may not work with new Wi-Fi standards. Don't worry, if none of this makes any sense, we've posted the link to help you out at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
All right, let's get into our final focus here, Victoria.
Yep, the Do Not Pay website, if you've ever heard of that, it's a free legal chatbot site that offers artificially intelligence-powered legal counsel. They have a brand new iOS app that has just launched, and anyone can use it. And essentially what Do Not Pay does, it lets you sue anyone by pressing a button. That's how it's advertised. And so now you can go after data breaches, you can go after late package deliveries, bank fees that are unfair. If the airline has screwed you over, you can use Do Not Pay. They offer legal advice in all 50 states for a variety of issues, and it's currently free to use, and whatever money you collect, you actually get to keep 100% of it if you win in court. So Do Not Pay has a brand new app for that.
Wow, that sounds fabulous. Let's talk more about that. At 59 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.